Yud Dalet Teves, Monday the 1st of January, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, the beginning of Golos Mitzrayim.
Thank you for the Divrei Halacha and the very warm Shalom Aleichem. And we know exactly what we're heading for the next few days. One of the main reasons is to fold the Talis and Matzah Shabbos is brought down that folding the Talis and Matzah Shabbos is the Sgula of Ariches Yomim of the wife. So if you make the Sgula that she should have Ariches Yomim, it brings Shalom Bayis. We better hold it. We are as far away from today's holiday as Yidin are from going. Today's holiday is Mamash, the Hepach for Klal Yisrael, and we are very far away. So today to make the Torah away is even more Indian. So at least Sa'ida Shazach, and we don't have to get involved as though we have no choice, we meet a goy, we have to say whatever we say. However, we have nothing to do with the Heintig holiday. We are Mamish. It's not our Cheshm, nothing to do with us, and the Cheshm is totally out of garnished. But we are in Golos. We start off Pash Seder Shemois. Ve'ele Shemois b'nei Yisroel haboyim mitzroimo. These are the names of Klal Yisroel who came to Mitzrayim. So once so a Magid asked the Kasha, it wasn't the names that went to Mitzrayim, it were the people who went to Mitzrayim. So why does it start off, Eile Shmois B'nei Yisroel, those are the names of Klal Yisroel, Haboyim Mitzroimo. So once so, I think it was in Kilas Yitzchok, Dr. Amoshi, there was someone in prison, but he was a very rich person. Baruch Hashem, we all celebrated now the release of Sholem Otche. So anyway, someone was in prison, and he bribed the inspector who inspected every day all the prisoners out there, and said, I'll give you money, just make sure to tick my name every day that I'm here, and let me go home. And whenever you need me, I'll be ready for you. This person went home and his name was ticked in prison. The Shifte God never went to Mitzrayim. They never lived in Mitzrayim as proper citizens. They didn't want it. They were gerim there. Their names were listed in Mitzrayim. Well, Rabbi Yisrael very easily said, that's not so simple. We are a very long time in Golos, and we have to find ways how Chazal and how the Torah gives us etzes to be able to continue in Golos with our beautiful Mesoires, with our glory halachas of the Torah. And we do have to find ways. Because Golos, between going by nature, that the danger that we become part of them. I once saw, if you see the Hadron, Aloch, in them, there's small words there. It writes that there's a sefer of the brother of the Maral, who explains what it means, Hadron Aloch. So I once looked it up. I didn't find it at the time, but I found a different word. Dr. Zoe, why when it came to Golos, the Eibishter took Klal Yisrael and spread them all through the nations. Wouldn't it be more beautiful if we have to go to Golos? At least we should all be together. We should all be in England, all be in America, all be the whole of Klal Yisrael in one place. Why did the Eibishter spread us out through the world? Zochter Azoi. Because where a person lives by nature, he gets the nature of the place where he lives in. Like us, we become English people. Eh? We don't work today, we didn't work 2 weeks now. Others stopped working a week before. That's the nature. of the nation of the place. So the Eibishter didn't want the whole of Klal Yisrael to lose a single midah. So he made sure that some will get American midahs, some will get English midahs, some will get French midahs, but there will only be a part of Klal Yisrael who will remain originally with the midah the Eibishter gave us. So being in Golis is a problem for Yiddishkeit. Someone told me a beautiful word.
What was Pshat? How does that work?
It's a long story. It's not enough.
It's not a Pshat.
No. When I looked it up, I saw this word. But you're right. You have to say Adon Aloch Eichet. It's an interesting thing. Steht that Yosef HaTzadik took his brothers to Paroi. So it was very interesting. They just arrived in Mitzrayim. And Yosef had a feeling that we are going to be in Golis. So what he should have done, he had brothers, every one of them was kaviyochel, personalities, unbelievable, yeah? Strong, clever, shifteko. We don't have to speak about the shifteko. So he should have brought them to Paroi, I mean the strong ones, but Lemaise he didn't. He chose the five who were weak, and it made sure you should say, we are Roye Tzoyin. We are shepherds of Tzoyin. To make sure, because the Mitzrayim couldn't take it. They couldn't accept it. Because it was their Avodah Zorah. And he made everything that they should not have chain by Paroi. And Paroi told him, Vayoyim Paroi El Yosef, Ovicho Vachecho, Bo Eilecho. Your father and your brothers came to you. Well, Yosef knew it. Eretz Brahim, Eretz Achecho Yosef, Eretz Goyshen, put him in Eretz Goyshen. If you find someone suitable for me, send him. So someone told me, gewaltige Zeit. Vayoyimah Paro El Yosef Leimer. Ovicho Vachecho, Bo Eilecho. They came to you, not to me. They don't need me. They don't want to be in my cabinet. They made everything possible to make sure that I will not take them, not as ministers, so please take them to Eretz Goshen. I wouldn't talk, call to Boye Lecho. They came to you, not to me. So naturally, that's the first Eitzah. We have to keep strong within. Our bottom Medroshim, our Moshes HaTorah, our yeshivas, our beautiful homes. We should remember Bo'u Eilecho. We are in Golis, but not in Golis to the Goyim. We are in Golis, but we keep strong between ourselves. I saw a word made of the Kedushas Levitaych, this week's parsha. Vayas lehem botim. Shufru and Pur, Vatirene ham yaldu yisus alekim, had yira shumayim, Und ich bist du gesagt, weil ja, ki joru am Yaldus und Solikim, weil ja, es lehem botim, he made them dwellings, households. Rashi sagt, bei der Grunde, bei der Malchus, dann du schlägst eben Poshet. Weil ja, ki joru am Yaldus und Solikim, ich so, der Yira Shumayim. So he made sure that they made batim with Yira Shumayim. Although they were in Mitzrayim, but they made sure within the four walls of their residence, there is Yerushalayim there. Erech Eshtiber, a little corner, but a corner of Yerushalayim. Vayas lehem botim. So although we are in Golis, and we are between Goyim, and we have to respect them, and as we say, Anis Yitzhua, we bless them. On Baruch Hashem, especially in England, Mamash HaMalchus Shel Chesed, I think the Satmarov once said, Doctor, America is a malchus shel chesed, and England is a malchus shel chesed verachamim. It's a very... chesed verachamim. They are normal people. Baruch Hashem, adayin dem Eibishten. But we have to keep within ourselves. The last words of the last Novi, before Klal Yisrael went to Golis, Malachi, he says, Oz nidbero yira Hashem ish el re'eyu. The final stage of Golis, there's no other Eitzah. We have to be mekarev one another. We have to be mechazik one another. We have to keep together. We're not always so successful in keeping together. But I must say that 2 weeks ago, after we heard that the Pshulamotra was released, I think it was a feeling of unity, a feeling of one being mechazik, the other one. That's the kuyach of Klal Yisrael be'etzem. Our bias, it starts from the bias. Interesting, my wife told me a word last week, I think it's a very interesting word, baby slut. We are already a bit older. I'll tell you a story a bit older in a minute. We ask them, but in Chazal Zong, Mechabdo Yoyser Megufoy. You have to respect your wife more than you respect yourself. Why am Chazal emphasize this point so strongly? When it comes to expenses, the halacha is kefimo moino. You only have to do expenses according to your pocket. When it comes to COVID, Mechabdo Yoyser Megufoy. Because Chazal are pinpointing the point what they need. They need respect. They want to be appreciated what they do. Whatever they do, if it's a salad or a kartoffel kugel, which is total failure, but still, they have to be respected and appreciated. So Chazal tell us, Chabdoi Yusuf Megufoi. This is what they need. And I have a friend who was very much part of the family of Avosna Zichet Tzadik Kodesh Levroche. Now listen, he was the age of 100 years. His Rebbetzin was 99. And he once came there, doctor, please do me a favor. Go to my wife and calm her down. She went to the doctor today and I forgot to ask her what the doctor said. I even 100 years, puisse kador. And she didn't take it so well, so please calm her down. So we always have to work on it. Have a mechabdu yusse megufo till 100 years and onwards. A kolifen, the household, the besmedrash, the rov, everything is mechazik us. We are wherever we are, but we are Klal Yisrael. We've got our corners, we've got our mesuiras. Rashi zokt in Parsha Vayechi, Lomo Parsha zu stumo. What does it mean, stumo? Usually between Parsha and Parsha is at least a space of 11 letters. When it comes to Vayigash and Vayechi, it's like posuk after posuk. No space between Vayigash and Vayechi. So the Rashi, Lomo Parsha zu stumo, why is it connected? If we should nistemu, Einehem velibom shal Yisroel when Yaakov Avinu was nifter. Okay, it's the same word, nistemo and stumo. But maybe there's more to it. In Parshas Vayigash, Yaakov Avinu was still in Eretz Yisroel. Parshas Vayichi, he was in Mitzrayim. But we have to keep the connection. We're not allowed to leave any space between our Mesoiras, going back to Har Sinai, going back to the time of the Beis HaMikdash till today. Whenever there's changes in Klal Yisrael, and unfortunately we had 70 years ago, but the koyuch of Klal Yisrael was, we are continuing. Although it seemed a rebirth of Klal Yisrael, there was only remainders of Shiraim, Nebach, of Yisoyimim, but still, stumo, we are still connected to the previous doyrus. We find that when Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, Vayeser Yosef Merkavto Vayal Likras Yisrael Oviv Goishno. Vayero Elov, Yosef met Yaakov Avinu after 22 years. They met. Vayipoil al Savorov, Vayivk al Savorov Oid. Yosef embraced Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu leant Kriya Shema. Zidot Rashi, Zidot Chazal. What was the Kriya Shema? And what lay in embracing his father? When Yosef and Yaakov met, when they came together, this was the start of Golus. now with you, Yaakov Avinu is in Mitzrayim, Yosef is in Mitzrayim, it's the start of Golus Mitzrayim, and our Golus till the final Gula in Mitzvah Hashem Bekorif. So Yaakov Avinu told Yosef, listen, we are in Golus, but remember, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Whatever the circumstances are, whatever the hardships are, we'll never ever forget. The Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So the very known story, I don't know, one of the Hatzolah workers after the war, I think it was a Trebleza Silva from America, and I went into a Goyshe orphanage, Cloister, like a church, and he asked, do you have any Yiddish children here? Was Dr. Schoenfeld? Yeah. So I said, no, we have no Yiddish children. My father was also very involved. So, no, we haven't got Yiddish children, we don't know. So it's Dr. Schoenfeld, Rav Shlomo Zichrono Livracha, Dr. Give me a minute. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And children came running from all the corners. They were Yiddish children. So it's Yaakov Avinu. We are on the start of Golus. Rabbi, we remember Shema Yisrael. No one can take away from us our dedication and ahava and love to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We know the Eibishter is Eins. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This was the message of Yaakov Avinu and the start of Golas. Yosef also had a message. By Yipol Al Tzavorov, Yosef embraced his father. The children should remember we've got to embrace the parents, the previous generation. We are going down to Golas, but we have to be connected and know the glory of Klal Yisrael, the greatness of Kabbalah Satoire, the beauty of the Beis Hamikdosh. We have to embrace the previous generation. Ah, Tyre Kinder, halavai, halavai, you wouldn't be able to appreciate what a mitzvah means, what a half an hour learning Torah means, what a tefillah means, what lies in the heart of our parents. Vayap, vayipoil al tzavorov, vayifk al tzavorov hoyim. If we remember these two things, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And remember to remain connected and embrace our previous generations, our Zdeides, our parents, the warmth to Yiddishkeit they have. It would help us go through Golus. And there's something else. Yosef HaTzadik, his final message was, Vayoyvel Yosef el Echo Vanoichem Meis Velekim Pocket Yifkoit Eschem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will remember you. Ve'elu Eschem min Oretz Azois. And it will take you home. We have to remember. We are in Golus temporarily. Hashem will take us out of Golus. Velekim Pocket Yifkoit Eschem. The whole Golas, we don't know how it works, is a preparation for the Geula. We all know the words from the Vilna Gaon, this week's Sedra. Vayimorru es chayehem ba'avoido kosho. Klal Yisrael worked bitterly in Mitzrayim. The Negine is kadmo ve'azlo. So the Gaon, why vayimorru es chayehem has got Negines of kadmo ve'azlo? Because we know that the Golas should have been 400 years, Golas Mitzrayim. And Hashem took down 190 years because they worked very hard. The bitterness of the work shortened the Golas. So, because it was so hard and so bitter, kadmo v'azlo. The geula came quicker than it should have come. And I saw yesterday that an addition, that the God added another word. Kadmo v'azlo is gematria 190, yeah? You know it anyway. So memele, kadmo v'azlo 190 years. So we have to remember Rabbi Yisai, every moment of godless is kadmo v'azlo. We are walking towards a geula. We know it's all ready. There's a slight delay in the flight. Everything is ready. The geula is going to come. It's only a matter of time. We don't know when. But ani mamin b'muno shelemo b'vias hamashiach. For afa pishis mameya, although it takes time, achakeloi. Cholil v'chaz, we don't need an addition that we believe. How do we believe? Achake, we wait for it. We say in Shmuel Esther, Kilishu oscho, kivinu, kol hayoim. Whatever we need, whatever we are missing, we're only missing one thing. We need the geula. We desperately need a chizuk and ruchnius. We desperately need an uplift. We need the koiches of geula. But every moment we believe anything which happens in Golas is a kadmo v'azlo. We are going towards the geula. And we have this emuna for waiting for Mashiach, looking forward for glorious times. I remember, it was 3 years ago, I think, it was Tisha B'Av, I spoke in this medrash. And after Mincha, and I told him, it's so many Yidden, for so many years, have been mispala for the geula, and it didn't come yet. Does it mean cholile v'chas is all these Yidden when mispalal in vain? Cholile v'chas. It's a long drosha, but just one word. It's a different type of life for a person who lives and waits for the geula, or a person who forgets about it. As long as we know, we know the goal is going to come, so we've got different values. We look at life in a different way. We all know, the first question we asked is, Tzipiso Yeshua, did you wait for Yeshua? Well, speaking to a person who has passed this world, and Mashiach didn't come in his lifetime. But they still ask him, what kind of life did he have? Did he have a life of Tzipisol Yeshua? Did he know that Hashem is near to us and Yeshua is going to come? Did he live up to Tzipisol Yeshua? It's a different type of life. And finally, Rabbi Yisai. Yosef HaTzadik, when he said, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Ovi Choi, is my father still alive? So the Mefarsh HaTorah ask, the whole drosh of Yehuda was because of Yaakov. But Yom has to come home, his father won't be able to take it. Everything was that Yaakov was alive. And immediately when they came back to Yosef, he immediately asked the question, how is Yaakov Avinu? And they said, he's okay. Shalom. So why again Ha'oid Ovichai? The next passage states, Ani Yosef Acheichem Asher Bechartem Oisi. I'm the same Yosef HaTzadik as 22 years ago. I'm still the same brother you had 22 years ago. How is it possible? With so many turmoils of Yosef HaTzadik, which he had those 22 years, how was he able to remain the same Yosef, the same tzaddik, the same brother, the same child of Yaakov Avinu? So at Yosef, I will tell you the secret. Ani Yosef ha'oid ovi choy. I ask myself for 22 years. Ha'oid ovi choy, is my father still alive in me? This is what kept him for 22 years. He checked himself continuously. Ha'oid ovichoi, am I still connected to the previous generation? am I still embracing the previous generation? Am I still loyal to the Torah and Yerushalayim in the same way and the same principles as our Zaydis? Every generation has got its nisyonos. Every time, every part of Golus has got his kadmo v'azlo, the way we have to go forward. But we have to remember ha'oid ovichoi. Wasn't long ago, we had the Chofetz Chaim, we had the Reb Chaim Moizel. Wasn't even long ago, we had the Samsonif and the Baal Shem HaKodesh and the Vilna Gaon. 200 years, not so long ago. So we got the connection. We were with the shul in Poland a few weeks ago. What we saw, we knew. It's one big Beis HaKoras, all of the East. And still, Klal Yisrael, after 70 years, continues. And Baruch Hashem, there's tens of thousands of Yiddish mishpochas, Moishes HaTorah, Yiddish kinder that going to schools. It's a complete mess. It's only with the koyach from Oid Yosef Chai, Oid Ovi Chai. We are still feeling connected. Whatever happens, we got the power, the inner power of a Havas Hashem, which gives us the koyach. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz beguroi oviv. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. When Yaakov came back be'eretz beguroi oviv, he came back to daddy, he came back to his father Yitzchok. Vayeshev, because Yaakov leishev b'shalvo, he wanted to have a rest. In his ways, he wanted to sit and learn. But when he came to Eretz Mitzrayim, Vayechi Yaakov, fully alert. In Eretz Mitzrayim, we can't take a break. Got to be continuously alert of the dangers in Ruchnius. Vayishev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Oviv, Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. When we are in Golis, we have to be ready to accept and be strong and forward our strengths to the young generation. And the only way is that we strengthen ourselves. The Cheskune, Dr. Pelleti Gesach, when Yosef brought his children to Yaakov Avinu, he should give them a broche. Vayishlach Yisroel Esiminoi, Vayoshla Rishifrayim. Smoyle, Rish Menashe. Was ready to bench the children. Vayevorech is Yosef. He gave a bocha to Yosef. How does Yosef come in? He puts the hand on the children, on the Ephraim and Menashe. Vayevorech is Yosef. If you want to bench the children, first bench the father. If the father will be strong, the father will be erlach mit Yiddishkeit, he'll be benched, the children will be benched. Hu broche le'oviv, hu broche le'bonov. If we are mechazik ourselves, we'll be able to be mechazik our children. And I complete with a short word from my tatl sein gesund. Alte kasha meine, why does a speaker has to finish his drosha with a word? Why can't he finish his drosha with being quiet? Kasha, anyway. But the maise is, sikilis yodov. Menashe was malchus. Ephraim was teurer. And Yankov Wiener knew, teurer is teurer. Malchus is gewaldig, very great. Sikel is Yodov. So why didn't they change over Menashe and Ephraim? They were Menashe Kasha, they showed them already, that my Tata Azui. I won't change the world. The Talmud Trochum will remain in the corner, Tudor Menachas Bekeren Zovis. And the Malchus is very popular. But I have got to know my priorities. Sikeles Yodov. Not because I can't change the world. I will not keep the priorities right for me. I have got to know. Rabbi says that the many priorities today that we cannot change the world, we haven't got a koyach. But Sikeles Yodov, We have to know our priorities. We have to know the chashivas ha-toyre, the chashivas ha-loche, the chashivas ha-tzniyas, whatever it is. The chashivas of every mitzvah. The world will remain what it is till Mashiach will come. But we have got to know vayas lem botim, every bais should have Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim, not because I'm on my own and I'm doing it at home, it's nothing, it's gewaldig. Whatever he does is a muiridige koyach. Sikil es yodov. We have to remain devoted, dedicated to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to every mitzvah. But the Hebrews to help him. We will suche sein, bekoiv, zu der Geule, Schleimo, und bine bis apiro, bim heiro, 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 bim